and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. And Jacob took him rods of green poplar, and of the hazel and chestnut tree, and pilled white streaks in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. For they covered the face of the whole earth, so that the land was darkened. And they did eat every herb of the land, and all the fruit of the trees which the hail had left. And there remained not any green thing in the trees or in the herbs of the field through all the land of Egypt. And if thou offer a meat offering of thy first fruits unto the Lord, thou shalt offer for the meat offering of thy first fruits green ears of corn dried by the fire, even corn beaten out of full ears. And they shall eat neither bread nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the selfsame day that ye have brought an offering unto your God. It shall be a statute for ever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. Ye shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which ye shall possess serve their gods, upon the high mountains, and upon the hills, and under every green tree.
And Samson said unto her, If they bind me with seven green withes that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Then the lords of the Philistines brought up to her seven green withes which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. For they also built them high places and images and groves on every high hill and under every green tree. And he sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places and on the hills and under every green tree. And they set them up images and groves in every high hill and under every green tree. Therefore their inhabitants were of small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field, and as the green herb, as the grass on the housetops, and as corn blasted before it be grown up. He sacrificed also and burnt incense in the high places, and on the hills and under every green tree.
White, green, and blue hangings, fastened with cords of fine linen and purple to silver rings and pillars of marble. The beds were of gold and silver upon a pavement of red and blue and white and black marble. He is green before the sun, and his branch shooteth forth in his garden. It shall be accomplished before his time, and his branch shall not be green. The range of the mountains is his pasture, and he searcheth after every green thing. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. But they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God for ever and ever. Behold, thou art fair, my beloved, yea, pleasant. Also our bed is green. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines are with the tender grape and give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. For the waters of Nimrim shall be desolate, for the hay is withered away, the grass faileth, there is no green thing. Therefore their inhabitants were of small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field, and as the green herb, as the grass on the housetops, and as corn blasted before it be grown up. Inflaming yourselves with idols under every green tree, slaying the children in the valleys under the cliffs of the rocks? For of old time I have broken thy yoke and burst thy bands, and thou saidst, I will not transgress, when upon every high hill and under every green tree thou wanderest playing the harlot. The Lord said also unto me in the days of Josiah the king, Hast thou seen that which backsliding Israel hath done? She is gone up upon every high mountain, and under every green tree, and there hath played the harlot. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. The Lord called thy name a green olive tree, fair, and of goodly fruit. With the noise of a great tumult he hath kindled fire upon it, and the branches of it are broken. Whilst their children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Then shall ye know that I am the Lord,
when their slain men shall be among their idols round about their altars, upon every high hill, in all the tops of the mountains, and under every green tree, and under every thick oak, the place where they did offer sweet savour to all their idols. And all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, have brought down the high tree, have exalted the low tree, have dried up the green tree, and have made the dry tree to flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken and have done it. And say to the forest of the south, Hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will kindle a fire in thee, and it shall devour every green tree in thee and every dry tree. The flaming flame shall not be quenched, and all faces from the south to the north shall be burned therein. Ephraim shall say, What have I to do any more with idols? I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads.